Today at Guadinam, the 28th of March. Greetings, everyone. We're very happy in cyberspace to be with you in our ashram in the air. We have a question here from Chitravelu, Gunasekaran, in Kuala Lumpur. We have a picture of Lord Shiva meditating, and many are asking, what is Lord Shiva meditating upon? Well, Lord Shiva is the creator, preserver, and absorber of the entire universe. Sometimes we say destroyer of the universe, Mahapalaya. That's when Lord Shiva brings everything into himself. So he sustains the universe as Vishnu, absorbs it as Rudra, and creates it as Mahashwara. So that takes a lot of meditation to do that. Shiva's created all the gods. Krishna and Radha and goddesses and Lakshmi and everybody. And all the souls of all the people. Your soul, Chitravelu, is created by Lord Shiva. It's a shining ball of light, living within a physical body, an astral body, a mental body. It's right there. It is super conscious. You can explain this to all of your friends or tune them in to our cyberspace ashram. Loria from Oregon asks, I would like a Hindu name. I want to convert to Hinduism, but I'm not of any religion. Therefore, you cannot convert to Hinduism. You have to adopt Hinduism as your religion, and you'd be very, very welcome. Please send us your address, and we will send you a beautiful Hindu name. But what we need is your exact time and date of birth, and place of birth to choose just the proper astrological name for you. Everybody has a tone. And that tone is the exact time and place of their birth. And there's a Sanskrit name for you, which we will look up. And we're very happy that you are anxious to go to a Hindu temple, and we'll try to find one for you. So please communicate with us. We do need your name and address so that we can send you some beautiful things through the mail. They call it snail mail because it goes so slow now. Another question has come up about choosing friends. You want to choose friends that you are intellectually, spiritually, able to communicate with, not people who are just attractive physically or emotionally exciting. Those friends will come and go throughout your life. They're really not friends, they're acquaintances. Friends should help one another, uplift one another, stand by one another, and you do not need a lot of friends. If you're a popular person, you can have a lot of acquaintances and a few friends. And if you're a student, you are going to school to study, not to make friends and come out the other end as a professional or as a good educated person, then you can make lifetime friends. But socializing too much interferes with study, and often making not so good friends can lead you astray into, well, there's many things in the world today that we can stray off into and wind up without an education, therefore no career. We want to encourage everyone to get on a big boat and come to Anchorage, Alaska with me. We're leaving in June from Vancouver on a voyage to Alaska. We're going to be together. We're going to have seminars, classes. We're going to study meditation. And we're going to install beautiful Ganesha deity, the first Hindu temple in Anchorage, Alaska, or in the state of Alaska, is coming up at the end of this voyage. Just a little bit time left now to enroll. It's filling up very fast. It's called Inner Search Alaska. What is Inner Search? What does that mean? It means searching within yourself for your true nature, your true identity, your true roots. Inner Search, Alaska. come on board. We'll be talking to you again tomorrow. And then after that, a 3-day retreat, this time during which time we take our time to reflect on what we did, what we're going to do, and endeavoring to purify our lives, live in the moment of the eternal now. When we're living now, that's a wonderful place to be. No worries about the future and no regrets about the past. We'll be seeing you mañana. Om Namah Shivaya.